Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
As the kids get ready to head back to school, not all kids, I think they're doing it in shifts, right? Like, one day certain classes go,
my daughter goes like Tuesday, Thursdays, and then doesn't go Wednesday, Friday, or something like that.
Yeah. A lot of parents are feeling anxious about it, and I mean, reasonably so. Listen, these are not normal times. This is not how we usually send our kids back to school. We usually buy them new sneakers and a backpack, and then they're on their way. We don't usually buy them a new mask. New masks, that's what we're doing this time. And last night I had a little bit of anxiety about my daughter going back. And then I just kind of thought, I was like, you know, if anything, I've become a little lax about the COVID-19 thing over the last month. Maybe it's good for her to head into an environment that I know will be overly strict about it. They're probably safer at school than they are at your house. you know what I mean? Yeah. I think the way teachers are going to handle this, they're taking it very seriously. They know that their jobs depend on doing this right. And
I'm not worried about the kids. Like, I have, like, we know, I've told you, and he was on with us. My son has it. I'm not worried about the kids. I'm worried about the teachers, because teachers are probably more susceptible to getting sick than the kids. Kids might get it, but I'm not worried about that.
But teachers will have such strict protocols in place to protect themselves as well, hopefully, that it doesn't become an issue. The one sad thing about this is...
Yeah, but how are you going to social distance?
Well, how are you compassionate to students that way, right?
How are you going to social distance as a teacher, what you just said, and I'm not disputing what you're saying, but how are you going to social distance in a classroom with 34 desks? It's impossible. It's impossible. There's no way teachers will be able to social distance.
That's why they're doing this in phases right now. I can't see it going back to full everybody. Like, I just, how do you do that? How do you get all the students back in?
Well, it won't. I think for the first semester, this is exactly what it's going to be like. It's going to be like this all the way. I don't think there will be high school football played or any sports.
But even
in Regina.
You look at a place like look at a school like O'Neill, like O'Neill has a lot of students, but it's not an overly huge school, right?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of space there, so yeah, I can't see it going back. But that's the thing. This is going to be flexible. Mm. That's one thing everybody needs to keep in mind here is
who knows? One thing we might say we have to go online again.
Yeah, maybe. But if that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do. But here's what it comes down to. Confident in the fact, you have to be confident in the students, in the teachers, mm-hmm. the staff. And what other choice do you got?
I had absolutely, if there was a pandemic in the 80s, I would have not caught it, because you can't catch it from the inside of your lock.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It seems I forgot about my northern blood.
Why?
Yeah, yesterday we got home. I was walking into the house. I'm like, Jesus, it's cold.
Yeah.
So I turn on the furnace for the first time. I gave up and I did it. And felt good. I was like, all right, it's warming up in here. It's good. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, when you fire that furnace on for the first time, it smells dusty and stuff in the house for a little bit, right? And then.
Should get your ducts clean.
I know. I don't know. I just bought the place. So yeah, you're right. I should. And then.
You didn't clean the ducts after you bought it?
That's not the break. So, then I actually turned on the fireplace last night too. I was like, and people on Twitter are telling me that they don't turn their furnace on until Thanksgiving. What are you on, drugs? Thanksgiving? That's like halfway through winter.
We're kind of in a tweener time here yesterday was like 10 and today's what? What's today's temperature?
Today is 12.
Then you'll go up to 19 the next day. So you're kind of like,
we're supposed to be up to 25 by the end of the
exactly.
week.
Exactly. So I agree with the people. Like, I usually don't try to pump the furnace up till Thanksgiving.
Well,
probably.
But many people, you know, you do understand that your furnace has a switch on it.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like you're like, well, I mean, it's sunny most of the time right now in summer. Like in July, it seems to be sunny most of the time. So we don't need light switches.
Yeah.
Guys, don't use the lights. Well, you have them. So use. Well, no. I'm just not going to. It's sunny most of the time. So Yeah, we can go walk around in the dark for a little bit. No, that's not how it is. Use your furnace. Use it, right?
You're paying for it.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You had the furnace on and the fireplace.
Yeah.
And you're the guy that says
and fuzzy socks and sweatpants.
So you're like the miserably cold guy now. Like, what are you? You're not. You don't live in California. You live in Regina.
No, I have my adjustment period, okay?
You have questions. We have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text. We'll have a theory. 936-WOLF. We're like Siri. Every day, Q&A.
You start?
I'll start today. When's the last time you washed your jeans?
Yesterday.
I usually go three times wearing the same pair of jeans before I wash them, unless I, like, get gravy on them or something.
Yeah, sure, you wear them multiple times.
Yeah, they're better, actually, if you don't wash them.
Yeah, I'll wear them three or four times, though, and I'll wash them. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And we're into that time of year now, too, where you got to bring them back.
I'm happy to be wearing jeans again, to be honest, and underwear.
Yeah, I'm happy you're wearing underwear, too. Mitchell asks this. It's my birthday today. I'm 33. Well, happy birthday, Mitch. What? It's Mitchell. What is your guys' go-to birthday drink at home? I like to have a whiskey on my birthday. A good whiskey, and sometimes a scotch, just because it makes me feel distinguished and it makes me feel like a gentleman as I age.
Pepto-Bismol. I'm sick. I got a year older. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Guys, do you feel guilty about not wearing a mask?
No, because I wear a mask.
Yesterday, I was in the grocery store. I looked around the produce aisle, and I realized I'm the only one not wearing a mask. And I didn't feel one bit guilty.
Well, I mean, whatever. To each their own.
But, I mean, it's becoming more and more... You're in the minority now.
Yeah, yeah.
When you don't wear a mask.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Justin asked us, did either of you watch the A&E Nine Lives of Ozzy Osbourne documentary last night? It was awesome. Justin, I didn't, but I've read the book, so I know a lot of the stories already. I've read his book, but I got to catch up on that, yeah.
I got a good one, good story about that yesterday coming up on a little later on in the show. Okay. Yeah, no, I didn't watch it either, but I'm looking forward to it. Hey, guys, what do you miss most about elementary school from Lindsay?
From elementary school?
Yeah, because it's the first day of school. I miss playing marbles at recess.
I never played marbles or recess because I wasn't born in the Great Depression. I'm kidding. But I do remember the parachute games.
And
they only seem to be acceptable in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you play a parachute game right now, it seems very immature.
It does.
So I miss the parachute things or the scooters that every gym class had, the little square scooters with almost the shopping cart wheels
on them that you'd
always pinch your fingers on.
Yeah.
Or you'd always blast your knees because you'd miss it as you jump at it.
I miss like grade 7 for gym. We'd have floor hockey games.
Yeah, that too. And then somebody would take it too seriously and get checked into the fire alarm or something. Yeah, I know. That's always
that's
how it
a
was.
Good one.
And finally, last one here. And it's school related too. What were your grades like? What were your grades like throughout school?
A.
Really?
Yeah, I was good. Yeah. Wait, you're shocked by that?
I won't tell you what my grades were, but I will say this.
Incomplete?
On my report card, it would... sometimes, yeah. But on my report card, it would often say, if he only applied himself.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Anybody miss the Labor Day Classic this weekend? I did going into it, and then once I got through it, I kind of forgot that the Labor Day Classic would have happened this weekend.
Two things on that. I guess the Rider Day, I didn't go to it, but I guess it was outstanding.
Yeah,
I guess they had
success.
Like 600 cars in 3 hours. I saw some of the pictures on social media. I thought to myself, like, where else would you see this in the CFL?
Yeah, no,
they aren't doing this in Winnipeg, Hamilton, Ottawa, which is what we need to get in other areas. But I was kind of disappointed in TSN. Like, I know they've got some live programming now, which is great, but they've got 5 channels. Do we need tennis on 2 channels? Can we not show the old Labor Day classics from not only our game, but the Hamilton-Toronto game or the Calgary-Edmonton game?
Yeah, why didn't they?
I don't know why they didn't.
Like, that does seem weird because they'd get big ratings.
Well, and they're the TSN. They're the broadcaster. That's their rights. They don't have NFL. They don't have NHL games. They do have Major League Baseball and tennis to cover.
Right.
But you know, they're not doing the NBA.
That is a very strange programming choice.
Yeah, like I would have loved to have seen whatever the 2007 Kerry Joseph run, or there were some games in Calgary and Edmonton. Like,
right.
Lots of good stuff. I really missed. This is where it hit home for me this weekend.
It did?
Yeah, this weekend really hit home for me that we don't, because I'm always working on my birthday weekend with the Riders.
And
But then when I was walking the dog on Sunday, it's like, it's cold. I'd have been freezing on the sidelines.
And it's only going to get colder. So you think in November, you're going to be like, geez, it would be nice to make that Grey Cup run, but
we'll do it next year.
It's pretty warm.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So they're saying some changes because of the pandemic could be permanent and improve our lives. More work from home jobs.
Yeah, we already know that one, sure.
It actually didn't strike me till yesterday when I was in the office. A couple of the sales guys are in here cleaning out their desks because they're done back there. They're all working from home. Yeah, yeah. Watching new movies at home. Theaters won't go away, but movies might hit on demand earlier. You were talking about Bill and Ted being on demand.
And Mulan.
Mulan, yeah.
The thing is, though, again, they charge $20 to watch it. I'm just going, but it's on demand. Like, I'm not paying for a big movie theater screen or sound system, you know?
No. Now, I have yet to use this service. It was gaining steam before the pandemic, but since the pandemic, a few of my friends have used it. The groceries being delivered to your home.
Yeah, I've used that.
People are loving that.
Yeah.
I've never used it.
You sound like a caveman that you've never ever...
Because I like going myself to check. I enjoy going to the grocery store.
I will say, we've had groceries delivered and we have been burnt a couple times because you're like, yeah, get me hot dogs, bring hot dogs, and they bring you the hot dogs, but they bring you the little skinny ones, and you're like, no, that's not what I wanted.
Hot dog.
No, I wanted a hot dog.
Yeah, not a mini dog.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, and that's pathetic.
Or every now and then they'll bring you raspberries or something, and they're like furry already. You'll be like, what the hell? Would you guys go in the back to get these?
Back to those mini hot dogs. They make your buns look obese.
A lot of things make my buns look obese. And actually, it kind of starts with hot dogs. So, yeah, I guess that works out.
And they're also saying more outdoor dining options in the future where you're like on patios and stuff.
Yeah.
Because people have moved to that. I mean, here, because it's so incredibly it's so incredibly cold, as you described it earlier this I can't believe you started the show with that today.
Well, it's incredibly cold for me. I was cold this morning. Leave me alone.
You are dressed like you're going outside to work all day.
Yeah, in a lumber mill.
Like, look at you.
And I also kind of look like I'm in a Cypress Hill music video.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.